Broadcasting live from American Family Field, let's get right to the dugout. Joining us, radio legend, Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker, and the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Attanasio. Welcome, gentlemen. We got them? Somewhere. All right, they're working on a connection. This is always a thrill. I talked to Bob probably the last four or five opening days. And I can tell you what the first question is going to be, how this feels, because he's been a part of so many of these games as a player, and as a broadcaster, obviously a legend in Milwaukee. All right, I think we got them both, Bob Uecker, Mark Attanasio. Are you guys ready to go?
All right.
Yeah, we're here.
All right.
Here
we go. So, Bob, I just told you my first question. You've done a lot of these as a player, certainly, and certainly as a broadcaster for the Milwaukee Brewers. How does opening day 2023 feel?
Well, it feels as it normally does. It's a big day for me, and I think the most important thing about any of these opening days for me was that I was not in the starting lineup. I think that was put together by the team, the players, and management alike. It was sort of a, let's take a vote this year. Otherwise, no way. Other than that, it was pretty much on paper. Everybody checked no. Everybody, pretty much, yeah.
Well, it looks like it worked out for you. It worked out for you, Bob, after all those years.
Oh, no, everything's right. Everything's good. No, to be here in Milwaukee, and you know, the one thing I always enjoyed about it, the fact that I came to the big leagues as a big league player in Milwaukee. And I was the first native Milwaukeean to ever play with the Braves, which was quite an accomplishment. I was also the first major league player to be sent to the minor leagues by the Braves from Milwaukee. So that all worked into a pretty decent outcome with what happened with Bud Selig and Mark Attanasio, who elected to keep me on, but Buddy hired me in 1971. I was doing a New York writer's dinner, and Bud asked me if I'd like to come back to Milwaukee and work. And I said yes on the radio, and never mentioned anything about my portion being used to jam Radio Free Europe. So other than that, the rest of it was pretty nice.
Well, he had you as a scout at first, right?
Yes, he did.
You were a scout.
Yes, and the uniform didn't fit me. I didn't look good in a scout's uniform, and, you know, and trying to build a fire, I couldn't do that. There was all kind of stuff that involved scout's work. But, yeah, Buddy hired me as a scout and working part-time on the broadcast with Merle Harmon and Tom Collins at that time, who my mentors and two of the best people I ever knew. Yep, you got it.
All right, Mark, this is always a thrill opening
day. Mr. Attanasio came on.
Yes. It's always a thrill on opening day, Mark. And as
by the way,
of this franchise,
I still don't have Uecker under contract, I want you to know.
Oh.
You got no contract. He could go
any
day.
You guys can fight it out over the air if you'd like. So how does it feel, Mark? Obviously, you're proud of this team. Always changes. I mean, you got to be excited about opening day 2023.
So this is my 19th home opener. And the only thing I really miss is my dad, who used to do the national anthem for Joe for 10 years. But we've got a lot of changes in the ballpark. People got to come out. You know, put a lot of money in the sound system, graphics, production. You're going to have a very different look at the game. We're trying to make it more of an event than just another game, and have an opening party in a little bit at our ex-golf facility here. And also want to tell everybody to check out Leinenkugel Barrel Yard with craft beer. So you'll be able to get, you know, freshly brewed beers there that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, I
love it.
Something new has been added out here, and it's really good looking. They really did a job on it, and for those people who enjoy the game, the game itself, and then of course the amenities that go with it, you're really going to enjoy Lanny's Barrel Yard out there. Absolutely.
By the way, talking about the game itself, the Cardinals played yesterday the Blue Jays There were 13 runs scored. There were 26 hits, and the game was completed in under 2.5 hours.
That's
amazing.
Think
about all the games last year where there were like 3 runs and 6 hits total or whatever, and all these strikes. So I think the rule changes are really taking effect.
Does that affect the fan experience?
Yeah.
Does that affect the fan experience? Because they're not in the ballpark as long. I would think that maybe an owner or at least the management would want them to be there longer. Or did fans just stay around afterwards anyway?
You know, there was a question I did a media session and said, well, you're going to sell beer. What are you going to do now if you cut off beer in the seventh inning? So that's one of the big business questions for Rick Schlesinger. do you time beer sales based on the number of innings or the number of hours? But no, look, most other events, you know, NFL games are actually the longest games are NFL games, but, you know, there's only 18 of them. There's only, or six, whatever. There's like 8 or so at home. And we got 80 at home, so we have plenty of time to watch baseball. I'm all for more action and quicker games.
Mark, Vince Vitrano here. I'm sitting in with Steve Scafidi, and I'm going down memory lane. I think it was 2004 when it was first announced that you were going to become principal owner of our baseball team here in Milwaukee. And I remember you flew into O'Hare, and there was a media availability, and you didn't know us, and we didn't know you. You were the new guy who was buying our ball club. And I'm just curious how you were able to change relatively quickly the culture of our organization into one where we expect to be in the postseason year after year. How did that happen for you?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't had that one. You know, it started where I felt if I could have 4 commitments to the community and you know, not 40, but 4 that I would follow through on. And you know, the first one was to build a perennially competitive team. Now, I remember getting heckled in that first press conference because I talked about that, and a guy from ESPN Radio, I don't remember his name, but he said to me in a Q&A, when you've lost for another 20 years, just like the team just did, you won't be so cheery. So afterward, I went up to him. I said, you know, that is not the plan. And he said to me, well, you'll see. So relative to C, we had the good fortune to get CC Sabathia in 2008. Doug Melvin really pulled a, you know, unbelievable trade. And what he did is he went to go do it early. He gave up some real talent, including Michael Brantley. But CC went 11-2 for us, and we made the playoffs by 1 game.
Yep.
So and that changed everything. So I think I had a lot of help on that. And, you know, by the way, the only other thing I'd say is, you know, I got so tired of hearing from our guys, we're the smallest, you can't do that. I said, you know, no more hearing about how small we are, and no, I don't want to hear we can't do something. So, of course, the problem then became I'd come up with some stupid idea and everybody say, let's go! So
hey, Bob, I know Bob and Mark, you both got to get off to some more festivities. Bob, I wanted to ask you, you've seen a lot of exciting players in your career as a player and obviously as a broadcaster. What excites you about this 2023 team?
Well, you know, what I saw during the overall spring training, for that matter, not only talking about what Craig brought with him when he left Arizona, but the overall aspect and the picture of our organization. And it doesn't happen overnight, I know that, but there are a lot of young people in this organization that are going to come here and play, either here or someplace else, in the major leagues, and that's not blowing no smoke at anybody. It's what I saw during spring training with a lot of these guys who were disappointed because they didn't make this club, but I guarantee you they're going to be making a club someplace along the line here, and there was a ton of them. I'm not just blowing smoke. I mean, there was a lot of good-looking young players in the Brewers' camp this year in Arizona.
Love the excitement. Love opening day.
We're now top 10,
yes, Mark.
By the way.
Yeah.
We're now top, you know, for a long time because we traded guys to compete. We're now back to having a top 10 farm system in baseball.
No, it's good.
And you're starting to see some of it, you know, in the big leagues right now.
Good days ahead. Gentlemen, enjoy all the festivities. Happy opening day at American Family Field, and good luck this season. Thanks to Bob Atanasio. Thanks, you guys.
See you guys later.